Good morning. We have a gusty northwest breeze in place today, and this will stop temperatures from climbing to the levels that we saw over the last few days when we reached the middle and upper 40s, and in some cases even into the lower 50s instead. That northwesterly breeze bringing in slightly cooler air, and temperatures will be mainly in the 30s to around 40 for afternoon highs. The good news is we'll see a good deal of sunshine with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes. That high will settle overhead tonight, and with a clear sky and diminishing winds, temperatures will be allowed to drop off even more and through the 20s, a lot of places waking up tomorrow morning in the teens. This will produce more sunshine again tomorrow with that same high pressure center in control. Around the back side of it, a southerly breeze will develop, and this will help temperatures get back through the 30s, and tomorrow afternoon's highs will be back into the lower and middle 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the western Gulf of Mexico, where a low pressure wave will develop and ride up and inland toward the Tennessee Valley. Clouds will overspread the region on Friday night, and precipitation will not be too far behind. In fact, by sunrise on Saturday, a lot of interior New York and New England will see a cold rain falling. Across the higher terrain at the onset, we could see some wet snow or sleet. Mild enough air, though, will flow in along with this system that most everyone will change over to just plain cold rain during the day on Saturday, with highs reaching up into the upper 30s and lower 40s. A cool pool of air will sweep in from the Great Lakes on Saturday night and Sunday, and as the system departs, leftover precipitation will transition back to snow, and a couple of inches of snow in some spots, especially across the higher terrain, will be likely by Sunday morning. We'll pick up a gusty northwest wind on Sunday afternoon, keeping temperatures in the 30s. A milder trend as we head into the early part of next week, with a good amount of sunshine on Monday back into the mid-40s out ahead of the next front. That front is scheduled to arrive on Tuesday for St. Patrick's Day. Temperatures will start out in the high 30s and lower 40s. Then as that front passes by, we'll have a round of snow showers and an increasing and gusty northwest wind, and readings will slide back through the 30s during the day. This will leave us with highs only in the lower 30s and a gusty wind and a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moisture streaming into the Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley will result in widespread showers and thunderstorms, some of which could produce heavy rain and the possibility of flash flooding. This area of widespread rain and thunderstorms will shift northward into the Ohio Valley and eventually the mid-Atlantic states tonight and tomorrow. Flood watches and warnings have been issued for the entire Mississippi River Valley from its confluence with the Ohio River and points south. Meanwhile, for the west, beneficial rain will move into the Pacific Northwest with snow for the Rocky Mountains. And Tropical Cyclone Pam is located approximately 550 miles west-northwest of Fiji and continues to intensify with winds up to 140 miles per hour sustained and gusts to 165 miles per hour. The cyclone is only moving slowly and is tracked southward over the past 6 hours and is expected to stay well west of Fiji with a 20 nautical mile wide eye. Winds are expected to increase and gusts up to 200 miles per hour are possible by tonight as Pam brushes by the Vanuatu Island chain. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and blowing snow. 0 degrees with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 35 degrees, the dew point 14. 42% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 16, gusting to 37 miles per hour. And the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Waycross, Georgia, and both Orlando and Fort Myers in Florida, to a low of 9 above at Gunnison and Leadville, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, windy, cooler in the lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low, 37, the average temperature, 43, that's 10 degrees above normal. just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snow. For the month, 2.6 inches, which is 2.1 inches below average, and 73.2 inches for the season, which is 22.0 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today is 43 degrees, the average low 24. The record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:58 p.m., 11 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny, windy, and cooler today, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s. A good chance at a cold rain Saturday, maybe mixed with some wet snow across the higher terrain. Highs around 40. Wet snow Saturday night and Sunday morning. Snow showers and mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon in the upper 30s. Sunshine on Monday in the mid-40s. Windy and turning colder Tuesday with rain and snow showers. Temperatures falling back through the 30s. And breezy on Wednesday with a few snow showers with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.